Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of VTrans Logistics Podcast. My name is Robert Weber, and today I have two guests, Gaute Glomlin from Coop in Norway. Hello, Gaute.
Hello.
And Holger Weiss from VTron in Parkstein. Hello, Holger.
Hello.
We want to talk about a very interesting project in Norway with Coop. But before we start, Gaute, please introduce yourself briefly in three sentences to the listeners.
Yes, I am Gaute Glomlin from Coop. I am a senior project manager. And over the last 3 years, I've been responsible for our expansion of our centralized warehouse together with VTron.
And Holger, introduce yourself briefly.
I am a project manager at VTron now more than 19 years, and I was the overall responsible person for the CLOC 2.0 extension.
We are talking about an extension. Gaute, can you please give us some facts and figures about the warehouse? Where is it located? What role does the warehouse play in Coop's logistics strategy in Norway? Some figures.
Yes. So CLOG is Coop's automated centralized warehouse. It's situated at Jessheim, very close to Gardermoen, just outside of Oslo. And it was actually finalized, or the first build was finalized 10 years ago, and it's been operated very successfully since. Mm-hmm. VTron's automation has allowed us to pick all our food retail mm-hmm. at the required temperatures with increased efficiency compared to what we did previously. And this has been a huge success factor for Coop. We've had hundreds of millions in savings yearly. We've actually been able to prove for us how efficient it is to group the automated picking for all temperature zones under one roof. In 2015, we acquired ICA, and this essentially pushed our volume to capacity at CLOG, and we needed to expand further to continue our efficient growth of market share. Hence, we started CLOG 2.0. It's an expansion that's tailored to our short-term need for capacity, but it also facilitates further growth so that we can make the required strategical logistical changes going forward. And after the expansion, CLOG covers roughly 80% of our logistical chain for food retail, and wow, we have more than 640 stores in our sales area. We have outbound material flow direct to stores, via cross-docking at our regional warehouses, and just general distribution to the local distribution centers. The inbound flows handle supplier deliveries for redistribution for from imports and for cross-docks.
Okay. Holger, is it one of the largest expansion projects in VTron's history?
I'm not sure if this is the largest, but it's the most complex ever. So we installed within more or less 2 years, 50% more of equipment in all directions. So we extended the dry part, we extended the fresh, and we, of course, the most challenging part, the frozen environment. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think with these parameters, I think this is the most challenging and the most complex installation what we did. And of course, the Coop side is anyway the most complex with all loading units what we have, with all processes what we can have. And it's also the most visited side from the VTron point of view with VTron new customers. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think it's really was a challenging one and an entertaining 2 years with the Coop project team.
Can you go a little bit in details? What does it mean? Is it the most complicated or the most the most interesting warehouse in VTron's history?
I mean, we did CLOC 1.0, and I think the CLOC 2.0 was not planned from start. I think we started the digital phase to establish a 2.0 warehouse, mm-hmm. and this makes this whole thing more challenging. Mm-hmm. So we added to the dry part 50% of the existing equipment. This means we need to add conveyors to integrate stuff in existing operation during live production, mm-hmm. and of course this requires a lot of work on weekends and gives us an extra challenging task for this project.
Mm-hmm. Gauter, what made the project so special for you as a customer?
So for us, it was an expansion of a fully operational centralized warehouse. Mm-hmm. And we had no planned larger alterations to the productive volume or the material flow during the project, which meant that any disturbance had to be kept to a minimum, because ultimately we would affect multiple steps in our supply chain, not only at CLOG, which in the end could cause lost sales if we held back any deliveries. Mm-hmm. So in short, it would be a direct cost impact for our business if we made any larger errors. So for us, especially the takeover and ramp up periods were important, and we worked closely with Holger and his on-site team to be able to plan this very well and to have mitigations in case something went wrong. Additionally, we had the pandemic during the project, which boosted our sales, and it severely complicated the travel regime. So Vitron and Coop, we had to engage directly with the Norwegian government and the municipalities to mm-hmm. ensure that Vitron and their subcontractors were allowed to travel, and equally important, to work safely since we handle food during the period to kind of reduce the impact of spreading the disease.
Mm-hmm. Holger, can you add some solutions, some Vitron solutions you provided in this warehouse? What do you add to the warehouse 1.0 to 2.0?
I think we added more or less the same technology, because we needed more peak performance, more output performance. This means we added COM machines, of course, so we in all areas to keep the highest flexibility for the warehouse. I think
how many COM machines are there?
We added in for the dry assortment 5 COM machines with room for additional 4. So there is also room for future extension. Mm-hmm. So we added in the fresh part 4 COM machines with possible 5 in the future. And we more or less doubled the freezer. So we added 2 COM machines in the freezer, and we have now overall 4 COM machines. So this is the technology for picking. We used, of course, existing pick systems like the DPS, the Spies pick system, mm-hmm. In the dry part. And this is also one challenge, because this DPS system has to serve the old and new part. So this means out of this system, we get the piece picked totes in both areas. And this, of course, need this balancing topic. This means an high part of intelligent to balance the system, to have everywhere the same stock and the same startable orders, to be more or less on time on the departures.
Gauter, let's go a little bit more into the material flow. Can you describe for us what changes and what changes has Vitron made for you?
Yes. So in short, Holger said that inbound and picking had been activated in all temperature zones in the existing system, including a relatively large dispatch area for all temperatures. So the main changes were basically driven by the layout of the plant, and they were threefold. So we extended the dry area, which created 2 separate picking zones, as Holger described. And this is something that required careful design by Vitron, which they, in my opinion, did very good. And it requires our staff at CLOG to hold an excellent stock control and care for and manage the order distribution carefully to run a flexible but high-performing plant. Mm-hmm. We also added a separate material flow for our cold fruit and veg, so around 2 degrees. And this would help us increase the chilled product pick capacity at C-Log, as these were previously picked together. And we increased our outbound capacity by adding a second pallet network from the new pick areas and some of the existing to the dispatch area. And this basically helps us maintain an optimal temperature for the products moving to a transport. It improves our quality control, which is particularly important now that we've increased our freezer capacity.
And is there a consolidation zone, Gauta?
Yes, we have a consolidation zone. It is actually located in the existing plant, so it was there also prior to the expansion. But it is very important for us to maintain satisfactory fill grade.
Holger, expanding a brownfield during operation is a quite big challenge. What does that mean for especially mechanics, the PLC, and the IT? How does Vitron and your team proceed in such a project?
The key for this is, of course, a very good planning. The planning is the basic for the success. And of course, in terms of mechanics, PLC and IT, we need the highest quality what we could get. Mm-hmm. This means there's no room for doing it twice or three times. So when we change it, then it has to run because on the next day, the production starts again. So this means this challenged us to a high quality delivery, a lot of testing in advance to see if the flow is working. And when everybody is convinced, then we did this step, taking out old conveyors, bringing new conveyors. So this is the biggest one, the biggest challenge for such brownfield solutions during operation, because the customer wants to deliver each day to the customer. So that's why we have no chance, or we are not allowed to interfere this. That's why a lot of work on the weekend, a lot of work in the night, and a strong relationship with the control room when we can stop something. That's why we got a lot of help from Gauthier and team to get permission to enter areas, to stop processes, just to integrate the mechanic, do the electrical wiring, and start up the PLC commissioning, and finally to bring it up to operation. And this is for all areas the same. And the most challenging part you can imagine is the frozen area. We did a lot integration in the existing freezer. This means we have to warm up the freezer to -5 degrees. This was also for a corp part a lot of challenge, because we have to pick this volume manual somewhere else. And then we did within 8 weeks, this was the time frame, we did all the installations, all the activities, means rewiring. Everybody can imagine wires which were already at -25 can break. So nobody knows what happened afterwards. So we got 8 weeks, we did the whole integration, took out old conveyors, bring in new conveyors. And after 8 weeks, the whole thing was running again. And this was the biggest success for all the installation activities, what we did.
But what is the most important or the most difficult part? The mechanics, the PLC, or the IT?
In the freezer, you mean?
Yep.
The freezer, of course, was due to the environment, due to this existing warehouse, this was the temperature. Because this area was running over years now at -25, and you can imagine when you warm this up, nobody knows the behavior. Nobody knows how cables are behaving, how the conveyors are behaving. This was a little bit of a black box for us, and we crossed the fingers and hoped that it worked out. We did everything what we could do, and it worked out. Of course, the most important part was to have proper wiring, that no cables are getting broken, that the conveyors are in place, to use the 8 weeks as much as possible, test it, and bring it in the 9th week in operation before we cold it down again to -25. And use the system again as 8 weeks before. I think this was the biggest success in terms of installing the conveyors, the mechanics, the IT part throughout the 3 phases.
When you expand in brownfield like this, brownfield at Co-op, do you update also the old installations?
We do not update the old installation, so we did updates where we have to connect. Of course, we bring in new conveyors, but the existing motors, drives, etc. are the same. So
no PLC update or something?
No. What VIOS is doing as our service part, of course, they use the downtime for doing maintenance because they can easily access such areas in doing maintenance, repairing parts, changing parts, because there's any manual production. This was a huge advantage because they will never get such a long time with a standstilling system and to do some changes and maintenance on the equipment. So VIOS used this a lot when the system was not up and running.
Got to, where are the biggest construction sites when you thought, ooh, I don't know if this is going well? So what were the main parts you thought that?
Well, in chronological order, we first had to do two upgrades to our IT system, where we did the server migration in the spring of 21, and then a software upgrade in the summer of 21, and both required us to fully stop production for a weekend and to have a ramp-up period after. And this is quite critical for us, especially in high-volume periods. So we had round-the-clock support from Witron's expert teams, and we also had on-site presence, which was a success factor, I would say, because this allowed us to closely collaborate with our skilled production managers, which essentially have been working with the culture instilled by Witron, right, at an automated plant for many years. So they know this very well. And then secondly, we had the summer operation of 21, where we essentially switched our pick strategy in the frozen area from fully automated OPM picks to your CPS system for a summer. And then, we basically had to increase our
staff. Where you switched the strategy?
We needed to switch it because as we expanded our OPM, like Holger mentioned earlier, we had to completely stop our comb picking and all the tray conveyors and cranes and so on, meaning that we had to resort to the new high bay warehouse actually in the freezer, which facilitates CPS picking.
Mm-hmm. That was the second construction?
Yes. And then the last one was the dry expansion, which happened in the fall of 21, where we were connecting the new OPM to the existing OPM. There were two aspects here, because we were working in a fully operational zone, so we needed to maintain a safe environment, both for Witron's workers and for our operators. And we were touching kind of key elements in the OPM system. And we also had to build a whole new network for the balancing of stock between these two new pick systems, meaning that we essentially built a new mezzanine on top of an old one with full pallet traffic, both for outbound transports and for replenishment to the OPM system. So these were kind of the three biggest sweats for us.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit at the end about outcomes, Gaute. Can you give us some facts and figures? What changed? How many pallets leave the warehouse? How many picks do you do every day, every hour? Let's talk about a little bit about figures and facts.
Yes, so the warehouse itself has been expanded by roughly 30,000 square meters to a total footprint of more than 84,000. And we added an additional 10,000 square meters of mezzanines in there as well. In depending on the different pick area, our capacity has been increased anywhere from 15% to more than 100%, like in the freezer. We have roughly 440 people working from Sunday at noon to Saturday morning now, 200 trucks a day. We handle roughly 2.2 million SKUs per week and close to 40,000 pallets. So it's been a massive increase. All the tests throughout the project and afterwards has indicated that performance is meeting target levels. That's a very good thing for us. And we have also had Witron support on site after completion of the project to ensure that we have the required stability and that we facilitate further optimization of the system.
Mm-hmm. Are there any further plans for expanding or optimization of the warehouse in the near future, Gaute? Or you are done now?
So currently, we're working to optimize it. And that is a continuous process at C-Log. They do a very good job with it. That's also part of the reason why we chose to do the software upgrade for replenishment and order start. Because now we have the state-of-the-art system from Witron. And this allows us to build new processes with the latest, most efficient calculation processes. We also have your most prominent analysis and monitoring reports. So kind of this helps the continuous process up there.
What does it mean, optimization now? What kind of part is that for you now?
For us, it's about choosing the right stores for each pick strategy. For example, it would be a balance between use of comb picking and the more manual CPS picking. It's also the balance to actual DPS picking and how we structure our orders to ensure that we get a fill grade that minimizes the air we transport to stores and to the regional warehouses.
Holger, is that a typical process that now the customer is doing the optimization?
I think in such a setup, yes, because Coop was running the previous warehouse over years and they have built up a lot of knowledge and they have a lot of CI guys, as continuous improvement guys. And I think this is a normal process because they have a lot of knowledge and they know their business quite good and they can adjust screws here and there to optimize the system. Of course, when it comes to IT optimizations or when they see, okay, maybe here we could have some better logics, then of course they come to us and then we will help Coop as well. But the principal optimization part, I think, is normal for such an extension due to the build-up knowledge over the last years.
At the end, I want to ask both of you, and we start with Gaute. What did you learn in this project, Gaute?
I learned a lot. The key thing is that not everything can be planned for, but our main mitigating success factor has been a friendly tone in the project. We've had our discussions, but we've always been able to put other topics aside when we have to talk about an issue and to bring Witron's experts and very knowledgeable staff together with our experienced production leader and operators. So that would be my takeaway, that even though you can't plan for everything, be friendly with those you work with, and that's generally the quickest way to the goal.
Holger?
Yeah, I more or less can agree to what Gaute is saying. I think we did an huge entertaining years.
Entertaining years? You danced there or what? In the warehouse?
Yeah, yeah, this was more or less, sometimes it was it. So we built up such a strong relationship together with Gaute's team, Witron. I think the three parts, the customer, Gaute and team, Witron project, and of course, we should not forget our VIOS on-site service.
I think for us, what is
for me every time important is this is one team. This is one team and not three companies. And Gaute and myself are the trainers. And we have to guide the team into the right direction. And for us and for me personally, it's most important to be honest. Also, when we have strong discussions, hard discussions, I think we had hard discussions over the last 2.5 years. But at the end, we found together solutions and we were fair to each other. We were honest to each other. And with this mindset, I think this gives us this success at the end, because what we promised, I think every time, sometimes they were a little bit thinking, okay, is this really true? But what we promised, I think everything was happening. Of course, some areas were more challenging. Then COVID came. This was an add-on on this. Sometimes we worked more for bringing the people into the country as for the project, but also we brought this huge project to a success.
I would say the conference that we also had in Witron's expertise, VIO's expertise, and our production leader's expertise was very, very important to the success of the project. And your team, Holger, has received high praises from the central management at Coop as well.
So good news for Holger, and he can go to the next project. Thank you very much, guys. It was a pleasure to talk to you. Greetings to Norway and greetings to Packstein.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Holger. It's always nice to talk to you.
Yeah, likewise.